Storms of this hour, it is 64 degrees at WRCO-FM in Richland Center. Good morning. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The new Democratic presidential nominee is nearly official.
Vice President Kamala Harris has secured commitments from enough delegates to become the new presumptive nominee for the Democrats, according to a tabulation by ABC News. At least 2,000 delegates have voiced support. But nothing is firm until delegates have their nominating roll call vote, which is still planned to be held virtually ahead of the Chicago convention in August.
ABC's Brittany Shepard, Harris campaigning in Milwaukee today. Campaigning in Ohio, Trump running mate J.D. Vance called President Biden a liar and the worst U.S. president, then called Vice President Harris a million times worse.
If you want to lead this country, you should feel grateful for it. You should feel a sense of gratitude. And I never hear that gratitude come through when I listen to Kamala Harris.
President Biden exiting the race leaves former President Trump as the oldest presidential nominee in U.S. history. This is ABC News. Another country where bullfighting's part of the heritage has banned it.
Further reducing the short list of nations where the centuries-old tradition is still legal, Colombia's president has signed a bill that bans bullfights. President Gustavo Petro signed it in front of hundreds of animal rights activists during a ceremony Monday in Bogota's bullring. The ban was approved by Colombia's Congress in May after months of heated debates. All bullfights are banned by 2027. Bullfighting aficionados argue it's part of cultural heritage, and they say they'll challenge it in court. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The brick two-car garage in Niagara Falls was no match for the CSX locomotive that ran off the end of its track in a rail yard and flattened it. Homeowner Dean Harris's wife was at home at the time.
Maybe her car being in a garage stopped the train from coming further. Hopefully that was the reason. And she didn't get hurt, luckily.
Harris said it happened before back in the 90s when his wife's grandparents owned the place. Richard Cantu, ABC.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 80 degrees, partly to mostly cloudy and muggy conditions. Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. A high of 80 today. Tonight, spotty showers possible with some clouds lingering. A low of 60. Wednesday, a slight chance of a shower in the morning, otherwise partly sunny and turning less humid. A high of 77. Mainly clear with patchy fog Wednesday night. A low of 56. Mostly sunny and mild Thursday. And 79, and Friday seasonal with a lot of sunshine and a high of 83. That's a look at weather. We've had quite a thunderstorm roll through this morning. No watches or warnings, just a good old-fashioned thunderstorm. We have picked up 97 one-hundredths so far on the day, just shy of an inch. For the daytime high yesterday, it was 82. We did pick up just a brief shower, 1/100th, early in the morning yesterday. This morning, it was 69 at midnight. Right now, 64 degrees. Good morning. Today is Tuesday, July 23rd. Triumphant Quartet and Every Day as we start the day in a positive way. Before that, our national anthem rendition sung by Chris Stapleton. And here we are together again, friends. Did the thunder wake you up this morning? It actually started after my first alarm went off. It was only a two-alarm morning of a possible three for me. But I think it was, just about that time. And I lay there and thought, oh, man, it's so nice to hear that rain on the roof. Then I'm thinking, no, we don't need any more. But, oh, well, it was kind of nice. But all of a sudden then we got a lot, I think maybe even more than expected. And if you were up a little bit earlier, it was quite the lightning show as well. This morning, 64 degrees. That is so far the overnight low. As we start the chores today, Tuesday, July 23rd. Regular features in here, some info to get you in the know, including bad news out of Chicago. The Brewers lost the opener to the Cubs last night. Details in about 10 minutes when we check sports. Here's Charlie Rich.
Once was a thought inside my head. Somehow on and on I go. I keep on rolling with the flow. Folks said that I would change my mind. I'd straighten up and do just fine. Ah, but I still love rock and roll. Yes, I know. So I keep on rolling with the flow. Well, guys, my age are raising kids. Well, I'm raising hell just like I did. I've got a lot of crazy friends.
reminders from WRCO's community calendar today. A Red Cross blood drive will be held from 12:30 until 5:30 at the Lone Rock Community Building today. And Vernon Memorial Hospital Foundation presents Films on the Field, a summer movie series. Bring a blanket or lawn chair and watch the movies at the Fairgrounds Racetrack Field on a jumbo LED screen. Today, they will feature Back to the Future, getting underway at 7 o'clock. Concessions and food trucks will be available starting at 6 o'clock tonight. That's a fun thing going on today, tonight, in Viroqua. And for more information, you can check out the info on the website, Vernon Memorial Hospital. WRCO FM 100.9 on a Tuesday morning. Here's Dave Dudley.
Well, here we are, the same old gate. There's always time we have to wait, 'cause the airplane's never ready, and it gives you time to ask, you'll be back when? Well, we both know that I don't know. We only know I will come home, but I'll always have to fly away again. I know it doesn't come out right. For you, it's not the kind of life. For you have to save love and keep on waiting for a moving man. I know you hope the time will come. I won't say goodbye and run, but I'm yours before I fly away again. Go ahead and try to smile. It makes it better for a while. I know you feel the way I do. Your misty eyes tell me you'll wait till then. Our time together's not enough. It's the same thing for our love, but I'm yours before I fly away again. We hear the engines winding now. They always time it wrong somehow. Your misty eyes have turned to sad, and I'll tell you that I love you once again. I've got you pictured in my mind. I will until the end of time. I'm yours before I fly away again. Yes, here we are, the same old game. There's always time we have to wait, 'cause that airplane's never ready, and it gives you time to ask.
Dave Dudley on the Light in the Milk House Show. A sports update is coming up next.
Good oral health leads to better overall health. Brush twice a day, floss regularly, and don't forget to see your dentist. At Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or a free orthodontic exam. Prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Boscobel Pharmacy gives the best care for the best you. With excellent service, a dedicated and experienced staff is ready to meet your home health care needs. Total Project specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions throughout Southwest Wisconsin. Stop by Utter Brothers Creamery, new location at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel, the former DQ building, and try one of their many new food items. A look at sports today is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Ian Happ lined a solo home run. Six Chicago pitchers cobbled together a five-hitter, and the Cubs beat the Brewers 3-1 last night. Michael Busch and Dansby Swanson each had two hits as the Cubs twice escaped bases-loaded jams to end National League Central leading Milwaukee's three-game win streak. Willie Adames, team-leading 16th home run, got the Brewers on the board in the eighth inning. Garrett Mitchell had two hits, and William Contreras and Joey Ortiz doubled for the Brewers, who failed to cash in on six walks from Chicago's starter Javier Assad. Reliever Drew Smyly got five outs for the win. The same two teams do it again tonight in Chicago. Elsewhere, Pittsburgh 2-1 over St. Louis, the Mets 6, Miami 4, Cincinnati 4-1 over Atlanta, the Dodgers 3, San Francisco 2. In the American League, Yankees 9, Tampa Bay 1, Detroit 8-2 over Cleveland, Texas 4, the White Sox 3. Oakland 4-0 over Houston, the Angels were winners against Seattle 3-1. Interleague play, Minnesota 7-2 over Philadelphia, Kansas City 10, Arizona 4, and Colorado beat Boston 9-8, the final score. On Friday, LeBron James will carry the U.S. flag, but first he carried the U.S. men's basketball team. Again, James scored the final 11 points for the Americans down the stretch, and the four-time reigning Olympic gold medalist held off World Cup champion Germany 92-88 in London on Monday night in their final tune-up before the Paris Games start later this week. That's an update on sports.
Richland Hospital, first for you, your choice for better health from birth through every step of your life. Wegner Auto Service, a professionally trained towing service available 24/7, capable of towing any size vehicle anywhere. Complete auto body and mechanical work too. And Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, they guarantee the job will be done right. Jelenic Plumbing and Heating offers 24/7 service, free estimates, and reasonable rates.
Looks like the rain has stopped. We have picked up 98 one-hundredths of an inch here at the WRCO studios this morning. Just shy of an inch. Today, marginally to mostly cloudy and muggy, scattered showers at times, and a high of 80 degrees. Time now to polka our cares away.
Here we go.
the Squeeze Box Band, and that was the last polka on the old Light in the Mill Cow Show. Thanks for joining us this morning. Here's Buck Owens and Susan Ray.
I was looking back to see if you were looking back to see if I was looking back to see if you were looking back at me. You were cute as you could be, standing looking back at me. And it was plain to see that I'd enjoy your company. One Sunday afternoon as I was riding down the street, I met a cute little girl all dressed up so sweet. And the way that she was stacked, wished that I had a Cadillac. But who would notice me as to driving my Model T? I was looking back to see if you were looking back to see if I was looking back to see if you were looking back at me. You were cute as you could be, standing looking back at me. And it was plain to see that I'd enjoy your company.
Listen, baby, it don't matter to me. Even in your Model T, you're as cute as you can be. If you take me for a ride, I will sit close by your side, and I will guarantee we'll have fun, oh man alive.
I was looking back to see if you were looking back to see if I was looking back to see if you were looking back at me. You were cute as you could be, standing looking back at me. And it was plain to see that I'd enjoy your company.
Oh me, oh gee.
Perhaps you'd notice me if I wasn't driving this Model T. I was looking back to see if you were looking back to see if I was looking back to see if you were looking back at me. You were cute as you could be, standing looking back at me. And it was plain to see that I'd enjoy your company.
From a jack to a king, from loneliness to a wedding ring, I played an ace and I won a queen, and walked away with your heart. From a jack to a king, with no regret I stacked the cards last night, and Lady Luck played her hand just right to make me king of your heart. For just a little while I thought that I might lose the game. Then just in time I saw the twinkle in your eye. From a jack to a king, from loneliness to a wedding ring, I played an ace and I won a queen. You made me king of your heart.
Ned Miller, From a Jack to a King, a Stone Cold Country Classic. WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. We're headed toward 80 later. Scattered showers already this morning, 98 one-hundredths, just shy of an inch of rain. Good morning, it is 5:30.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Other states are trying to duplicate Wisconsin's success with farmer-led watershed groups. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Bred to defy expectations, Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans have the whole industry feeling their impact. Learn more at pioneer.com/new era. A Midwest program manager with American Farmland Trust says new farmer-led regional groups focused on conservation are sprouting up in Illinois. Dr. Stacy McGill says Farmers for Watershed groups are focused on farmers sharing experiences.
Farmers learn best from other farmers, and so to help new farmers to any of the variety of things that we know improves soil health and therefore improves water quality within the watersheds.
McGill says the program is based on a similar one in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, in 2022, they had conservation practices on 1.1 million acres, so about a third of their row crop land is in enrolled or involved in these producer-led watershed groups in some capacity.
$5 million has been set aside in a regional conservation partnership program to establish the Illinois Farmers for Watersheds program. There are now 47 active farmer-led watershed groups in Wisconsin, and Michigan also has a successful farmer-led program. The director of public policy at the National Corn Growers Association says reducing imports of 2,4-D could have a serious impact on farmers. Nancy Martinez says NCGA sent a letter to the Department of Commerce on behalf of their members.
Our role is to make sure that the agencies responsible for the investigation understand what could happen in the scenario to farmers. They're already struggling with a bunch of different headwinds right now, with the price of corn being so low, with input prices being high.
She tells Brownfield farmers rely on those imports. The U.S. corn condition rating dipped a little over the past week while soybeans held steady. The USDA says 67% of U.S. corn is in good to excellent condition, down 1% on the week. 68% of national soybeans, good to excellent. In Wisconsin, farmers took advantage of the mostly dry week to harvest small grains and hay. Greg Bussler at USDA says some oats, wheat, and second crop hay was harvested last week. The potato harvest is also getting underway. Floodwaters have receded enough to resume normal Mississippi River commercial and recreational traffic. All locks and dams from St. Paul to Gutenberg, Iowa were open by late last week. Alan Marshall with the Rock Island District says everything in their area is now open.
On Sunday around 6:45, Lock and Dam 16 reopened. So as of that point, all of the locks within our area of operation, which includes Lock and Dam 11 through Lock and Dam 22 on the Mississippi River, are open for business.
Mike Steenhook with the Soy Transportation Coalition is optimistic water levels will remain robust through harvest time, unlike the last 2 years. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Make sure the roof over your head is built to last with premium roofing supplies from Harchi Lumber. Quality shingles not only improve the appearance of your roof, but will protect you for years to come. Harchi has a full inventory of shingles and materials in stock from leading manufacturers like CertainTeed, Decra, GAF, and more. Plus, they carry the largest stock of steel roofing and siding products in Wisconsin, with many lengths and colors available. Stop in today at Harchi Lumber, Highway 33, between Lavelle and Reedsburg.
A slow day for direct cash cattle business, and cash hogs ended the day higher. Good morning. I'm Megan Grabner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity had a typically quiet start to the week. Show lists are mixed, higher in Texas, but lower in Kansas, Nebraska, and Colorado. Bids and asking prices didn't surface. Significant trade volumes likely going to hold out until the back half of the week. At mid-session at the Oklahoma National Stockyards, steers and heifers were steady to $4 higher. The USDA says demand was good and quality was average. Receipts were down on the week and the year. Medium and large one-feeder steers, 608 to 645 pounds, brought $296 to $312. Feeder steers, 855 to 894 pounds, brought $244 to $259.75. Medium and large one-feeder heifer, 652 to 698 pounds, brought $258 to $269. Box beef closed lower with light demand for solid offerings. Choice down 39 cents at $3.1344. Select closed 47 cents lower at $2.9833. Estimated cattle slaughter was 115,000 head, down 3,000 on the week and down nearly 8,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a solid negotiated run. Processors started the week off more aggressive in their procurement efforts and bid up to move needed numbers. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market and domestically has been strong. That's helping to provide some price support. The industry continues to watch the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed $1.62 higher with a weighted average of $84.04. The Iowa Minnesota was $2.61 higher with a weighted average of $84.38. The Western Corn Belt closed $2.50 higher with a weighted average of $84.38. Prices at the Eastern Corn Belt were not reported due to confidentiality. In Illinois, slaughter style prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $48 to $60. Bears and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $52 to $62. Pork values closed higher, up $2.01 at $104.17. Hams and bellies are both sharply higher. Estimated hog slaughter was 459,000 head, down 19,000 on the week and down about 1,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were up following Friday's Cattle on Feed report and ahead of this week's business. And lean hog futures ended the day mixed on spread trade with strong cash and wholesale business during the session. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Direct cattle business was quiet Monday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. The path to higher yields is now at your fingertips. Download the Stein Seed app and start planning your next move today. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn were supported by weather concerns. The August beans up 20 and a half at 11.17 and three quarters, and September 28 higher at 10.64 and three quarters. September corn was up 9 and 3 quarters at $4 and a quarter penny. December was 10 and a quarter higher at $4.15. Live and feeder cattle were higher ahead of this week's direct business. August live was up 82 at 183.92, and October was $1.12 higher at 184.60. August feeders were up 80 at 256.40. And nearby hogs were higher. Deferred months were lower, adjusting spreads based on demand expectations. August was up 80 at 92.37. October lean was $1.42 higher at 75.97. Follow us on Twitter at Brownfield. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
On or off the farm, we have to navigate transitions. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Life is filled with transitions and the stresses that go along with them. Rural mental health specialist Monica McConkie.
When you're talking about any kind of transition, you know, helping your kids leave home and go to college for the first time, jobs, active duty to civilian lifestyle, farming to not farming, the more communication we have around it and the more of a plan we can make, the better off we are, because then we are looking at the transition and walking through it from an objective, rational standpoint versus the stress, the emotion, the fear, those feelings being big.
McConkie says it helps to know if a transition is coming. That way you can start addressing it from a mental health standpoint early on.
I do this with people who are having to sell their cows due to either their own health or financial issues. And they don't want to, of course, but we talk about it before it happens. If I can get to them then, if I know about it then, and we just do some prepping. And we even talk about what's it going to be like to walk through the empty barn. What's it going to be like? What are you going to do with your time when for years from this time to this time you are milking?
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business. All special summer feeder cattle sales will be beef Holstein combination sales every second and fourth Friday through the months of June, July, and August. Bloomington Livestock Exchange will return to special Roundup feeder cattle sales in the fall. For more information, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020.
Margins are improving for some dairy farmers. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. A dairy economist says expansion is very unlikely for farmers given the current financial conditions.
They are paying down debt. Interest rates are higher as well.
High Ground's Betty Burning tells Brownfield margins for dairy farmers are much better than they were at the start of the year.
My latest estimates have margins pegged at $10.91 per hundredweight to average this year. And if that occurs, that will be in recent history the highest profitability for dairy farmers in terms of income over feed costs.
Burning says the dairy herd is also limited.
Heifer inventories are really tight, and replacement heifers, if you can find them, are quite expensive. So for now, it seems as though farmers are paying down debt and they'll be able to feed a real high quality ration to their cows on these cheaper feed prices.
She recommends farmers lock in profitable margins while they can to help prepare for future market volatility. Cash dairy prices were mostly higher Monday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey was up 0.75 cents to 52.5. But no sales recorded. 40-pound cheese blocks up a penny at 187.5 with four sales. Barrels up a 1.25 cents at 192.5, two sales recorded there. Butter was unchanged, 307.5 with six sales. And non-fat dry milk unchanged at 119.75, but no sales recorded. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Check out the Market Minute with commodity reporter John Perkins, mornings and afternoons online at Brownfield Ag News and on our social media and YouTube channels.
Grammy Award-winning Brothers Osborne, live in concert. State Fair Main Stage, presented by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Sunday, August 4th, with special guest Sarah Evans. Get tickets now at WIStateFair.com. Their self-titled album, Brothers Osborne, is available everywhere. Brothers Osborne, live in concert, Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular.
15 before the hour of 6, good morning. We're right near an inch of rain in the early morning showers today. A high of 80 later expected. Scattered showers could happen again as the day goes on. A few spotty showers early tonight and a low of 60. And Wednesday, a high of 77 with a slight chance of a shower in the morning, otherwise partly sunny and turning less humid. Right now we're at 65, up 1 from the overnight low. This is the Light in the Milk Cow Show.
Thank you. both said some things I know we never meant. And when I slammed the door tonight, you wondered where I went. If I know you, you're probably wondering what to do. You're thinking that I'm gone for good. If I know you. If I know me, I'll turn this car around. I won't get halfway through town, and I'll be sorry. I'll stop and call, and you'll say you're sorry too. And I'll come running back to you if I know. Sometimes I lose my head, say things to break your heart, forgetting if I lost your love, it would tear my world apart. If I know you, you didn't mean one single thing you said. Truth be known, if I know me, I'll turn this car around. I won't get halfway through town, and I'll be sorry. I'll stop and call, and you'll say you're sorry too. And I'll come running back to you if I know.
George Strait on the Light in the Mail Cow Show. 12 minutes before 6 o'clock, Tony Schumacher is back to bring us up to date as far as weather. That's coming up in just a little bit before the top of the hour at 6 o'clock, when we'll check in with the ABC News update. Second Harvest in Gays Mills is going to be giving a food distribution again on Wednesday. Tomorrow, food item pickup is held from 2 until 3. Those attending are asked to not arrive prior to 1:30 tomorrow. From the WRCO Community Calendar, here's Ricky Nelson.
Well, I've been waiting ever since 8. Guess my baby's got another date. Stood up, brokenhearted again. I'll bet she's out having a ball, not even thinking of me at all. Stood up, broken hearted again. Well, I know just what I ought to do. I ought to find somebody new. But baby, I couldn't forget about you. Stood up, broken hearted again. Must I always be the one left behind, never having any fun? Stood up, broken hearted again. But I guess I'll go on being a fool, sitting around just waiting for you. Stood up, broken hearted again. Well, I know just what I ought to do. I ought to find me somebody new. But baby, I couldn't forget about you. Stood up, broken hearted again. Stood up, broken hearted again. Stood up, broken hearted again.
Thanks.
Jason on the Light in the Milk House show. Good luck getting there today on a Tuesday morning, July 23rd. Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding. Farmers are critical to creating prosperity in rural America. The unique challenges farmers face require a dedication to learning and training to ensure success. Today's farms require a level of sophisticated technology unheard of just years ago. We all benefit from the commitment to continuous advancement made by our local farm families. Take time to thank a farm family with the Gokenauer Agency, your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Chance Feed, Seed, and Such prides itself with excellent quality, fair prices, and very friendly, helpful people. See them at their new location in Richland Center. And Premier Cooperative has exceeded expectations since 1893 with feed, seed, animal health, fertilizer, chemicals, propane, and Senex Pump 24.
Calves are stronger, slaughter cows weaker at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein bull calves sold up to $630, beef crossbred calves up to $880. Slaughter cows ranged 90 to 126. Did have a few thin, questionable health cows, 50 to 76. We had some fleshy grass, 1,350-pound Holstein heifers up to 153. Call Darren, Colton, or Jim at 627-1401 if you have cattle to sell or are looking to purchase. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola provides you with a local market, able to provide you with an active, competitive market for all classes of your cattle. And again, help support our dairy farmers by getting two scoops of ice cream for all of your family.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it does look unsettled today thanks to a cool front slowly dropping down across central and southern Wisconsin. There has been a band of scattered showers running from southwest Wisconsin up into the northeast part of the state, which will continue progressing southeast this morning. That'll end, but more showers and thunderstorms popping up by afternoon as the situation remains unstable. Rain amounts could be highly variable, ranging from just a few tenths of an inch in spots to maybe as much as an inch underneath the heavier cells. Behind this front, we've got a big mass of cooler and drier air pushing in by tomorrow and Thursday as high pressure settles in from southern Canada. Should be some delightful midsummer weather to finish up the week, and then turning a bit warmer for the weekend as south winds pick up. More humid by Sunday. That'll also be our next chance of a couple of showers. Here's that forecast for today. Partly to mostly cloudy and somewhat muggy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms likely with a high near 80. Southwest wind generally just 4 to 8 miles an hour, becoming northwest toward evening. Tonight, spotty showers possible with some clouds lingering, low close to 60. Tomorrow, slight chance of a shower in the morning, otherwise partly sunny and turning less humid, high near 77, wind north to northeast at 5 to 10. Thursday, mostly sunny and mild, low 56, high up to 79. On Friday, seasonal with a lot of sunshine, low 56, high near 83. Saturday, partly cloudy and quite warm, low 60, high about 86. Sunday, variably cloudy, breezy and more humid. Spotty showers or thunderstorms are possible. Low in the mid-60s, high near 87. And Monday, partly cloudy, hot and humid with a slight chance of a thunderstorm. Low 69 degrees with highs in the upper 80s to near 90. Have yourself a good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement.
The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
65 with cloudy conditions and rain this morning. Yesterday's high was 82. We did pick up 1/100th of an inch of rain. The record high for July 23rd, 101 in 1946, the record low, 45, in 1985. Last year's high was 84, and the low, 57. Sunset will happen at 8:33 this evening. Sunrise time tomorrow morning will be at 5:43, as daylight gets a little bit later, and that's an everyday process. A little less daylight at night as well these days. Right now the air is calm, and the barometer is steady at 29.95. We have picked up right around an inch of rain since it began early this morning. With light rain, it is 65 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The news at 6 from ABC is sponsored by Scotts Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scotts, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers. And by Advanced